In this bulletin, Malcolm Turnbull calls for a party room meeting for midday tomorrow. Qantas records a record profit for the 2018 financial year. And Wallabies coach Michael Checker unveils an all-Melbourne back three to face the All Blacks in Auckland. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says he won't stand again for the Liberal leadership and will leave the Parliament altogether if an expected party room meeting at midday tomorrow passes a spill motion on his leadership. But he says, first, Liberal MPs need to see the advice from the Solicitor General on the eligibility of challenger Peter Dutton to sit in the Parliament, who's being grilled over his links to childcare centres, which are now receiving public money. Mr Turnbull has also expressed disappointment in reports that his challengers have built up their campaign through bullying and intimidation.
I think what we've witnessed at the moment is a very deliberate effort to pull the Liberal Party further to the right. That's been stated by a number of the people that have been involved in this. I won't get into the merits of that, but I just say that what began as a minority has, by a process of intimidation, persuaded people that the only way to stop the insurgency is to give in to it.
Labor has moved a no-confidence motion in the Turnbull government in the upper house, calling on the Prime Minister to call a snap election. Opposition Senate leader Penny Wong has highlighted the fact that 13 ministers have now resigned from cabinet over the Liberal leadership woes. Senator Wong says it's clear with all the resignations, the government no longer has control.
It is very clear from question time today that Australia does not have a functioning government. Australia does not have a functioning government. We have a rabble of self-interested people masquerading as the representatives of Australia.
To other news, and Qantas has recorded a record profit of $980 million for the 2018 financial year, a 15% increase. The nation's major airline also posted a record profit before tax of $1.6 billion, while revenue and other income rose 6.2% to $17.06 billion. Chief Executive Alan Joyce says the record earnings reflect a strong market as well as an ongoing work to improve the business. But he's criticised the government turmoil, saying it's bad for business.
Well, first of all, I think for everybody in the country, what's happening in Canberra is disappointing and frustrating. As you said, business likes certainty. It likes confidence in what's going to happen in the future. And I think anything that generates uncertainty, which is what we're seeing in Canberra, is not helpful.
Wallabies coach Michael Checker has unveiled an all-Melbourne back three to face the All Blacks in Auckland and to try to keep the Bledisloe Cup series alive. Winger Jack Maddox will face his first test start, replacing Israel Folau, who's out with an ankle injury. Scott Seo returns from injury to replace Tom Robertson, while Brumbies prop Alan Alapteo will stand in for Sakopi Kapu. Checker says the changes are for a range of reasons.
Well, you can't do much when you get injuries, you know what I mean? We had two players go down last week, so we had to replace those guys, and one of them's come back now, so he takes his position. And one on a decision, we think, on form. So, you know, I think, but it's not... These guys work and train together all the time, you know, they're scrummaging together all the time, and I don't think there's any excuses around that. It's about getting our setup right and making sure that it's a good contest every single time.
And now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, partly cloudy, 19. Adelaide, cloud clearing and 19 degrees. Sunny in Melbourne, 18. Hobart, partly cloudy, 17. Canberra, morning frost, then partly cloudy, 16. Wollongong, possible shower, 17. Similar in Sydney, 19. Newcastle, a shower or two, 18. Brisbane, more showers, 23. Cairns, partly cloudy, 28. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 31 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.